Prologue. At 5:02 a.m., in a glass-walled office high above downtown Atlanta, meteorologist Dr. Elena Rivera leaned toward a flickering bank of radar images. Storm cells blossomed and vanished in shades of amber and violet, the colors translating moisture, wind speed, and temperature into a silent language only the trained could read. In 3 hours, the city would wake, and Rivera's six-word verdict, 40% chance of rain, would guide farmers, commuters, and an outdoor wedding scheduled along the Chattahoochee. The number seemed modest, almost polite, yet inside the figure lay thousands of atmospheric simulations, each a miniature Earth spinning beneath invisible suns. 40% did not mean rain on 40% of the city. It meant that, across those digital universes, rain appeared in 4 of every 10 futures. Rivera understood that most listeners would picture a coin teetering on its edge, as though the heavens were gambling. She also knew that their umbrellas, or lack of them, hinged on that misunderstanding. 2 time zones west, in a dimly lit convenience store outside Reno, night shift cashier Sam Patel watched the lottery jackpot ticker climb past $500 million. Few customers at this hour bought anything but caffeine and ambition. Yet each ticket they slid across Patel's counter carried the same printed prophecy. Odds of winning, 1 in 300 million. It was a fraction so thin it might as well have been 0, but Patel had learned that people process enormity through stories, not ratios. Somewhere, they told themselves, a neighbor of a cousin of a friend had triumphed. Probability, impartial, aloof, bowed before the vividness of rumor. Across the Pacific, in a Singapore hospital rinsed with fluorescent light, infectious disease specialist Dr. Marcus Chen scanned the latest polymerase chain reaction results for a novel pathogen. The test, rushed to market during a recent outbreak, boasted 95% sensitivity and specificity, numbers that reassured government officials and frightened patients in equal measure. Yet Chen's pencil paused above a positive result for an otherwise healthy teenager. The disease's true prevalence in the city was estimated at 1 in 1,000, meaning that out of every 100 positives, only a handful would be genuine. Chen exhaled, preparing the conversation that would untangle accuracy from certainty, statistics from fear. And halfway around the world again, in a loft littered with empty coffee cups, data scientist Jasmine Okafor watched users scroll through a streaming platform's new documentary section. Her code served recommendations based on Bayesian algorithms that quietly updated with every click, pause, or abandoned title. Success meant predicting what millions of strangers would crave before they themselves knew it. To executives, the system's dashboards, 92% likelihood this trailer will be watched to completion, looked like omniscience. Okafor knew better. Her models did not predict individuals. They navigated oceans of uncertainty, steering advertising budgets through probability's shifting currents. Rivera, Patel, Chen, and Okafor would never meet, yet each wrestled with the same invisible antagonist, chance. The meteorologist packaged it for morning television, the cashier sold it in pockets of cardboard hope, the physician decoded it for frightened parents, and the data scientist weaponized it for market share. Their arenas differed, but the underlying calculus was identical, forged centuries ago by gamblers, astronomers, and philosophers who sought order in randomness. It is tempting to view probability as an intellectual toy, a set of clever parlor tricks that explain why coins land heads half the time, or why dice seem fickle. In truth, it is the operating system beneath modern life. Airlines overbook flights because equations say most ticketed passengers will not appear. Insurance companies survive because premiums exceed expected payouts by a hair's breadth. And internet routers decide which packets of information to prioritize using stochastic, random rules that keep the world's conversations flowing. The stakes are rarely abstract. A misjudged probability can strand a bride in the rain, bankrupt a family lured by long odds, or misdiagnose a patient whose future depends on decimals few ever see. Yet if probability governs so much, why does it feel elusive, even treacherous? Part of the answer lies in the human mind's fondness for narrative over number. We remember the lone jackpot winner, forget the silent millions who lost, and confuse a forecast's likelihood with a promise. Our intuition, sharpened on small tribes and predictable seasons, falters when confronted with colossal denominators or cascading contingencies. Probability speaks in ratios, we answer in anecdotes. That tension between the world's mathematical skeleton and our storytelling flesh forms the pulse of the journey ahead. The pages that follow will not drown the reader in sterile formulas, nor will they indulge in gambler's lore. Instead, they will trace the logic that underpins Rivera's forecasts, Patel's sales, Chen's diagnoses, and Okafor's algorithms, revealing how the same simple rules echo from a coin flip to climate models and viral memes. Along the way, familiar characters will guide the exploration. A fair coin, a six-sided die, a bag of numbered balls, each a stripped-down laboratory where uncertainty can be observed in the wild before returning, wiser, to the complexities of real life. For now, picture Elena Rivera standing at her studio monitor as the red light signals airtime. She has rehearsed her script, but for a heartbeat she hesitates, aware that countless viewers cling to her next sentence. Does she emphasize the 40 or soften it with the word chance? On such nuances hang canceled picnics, rescheduled surgeries, and the simple pleasure of walking to school without a drenched backpack. She clears her throat, the camera lens blinks awake, and a city leans forward to hear what the future might hold, spoken, as always, in the fragile dialect of probability. End of prologue. Every day, we make decisions in the face of uncertainty. From the moment we wake up to the time we rest our heads on our pillows at night, we navigate a world filled with chances and probabilities. Whether it's the seemingly simple act of checking the weather forecast, to the more complex decision of interpreting a medical diagnosis, understanding probability is not just an academic exercise, it's a crucial life skill. As we embark on this learning journey, let's ponder some everyday scenarios that illustrate just how pertinent this knowledge truly is. Consider the curious case of lottery jackpots. Have you ever stood in line at a convenience store, clutching a colorful ticket, dreaming of hitting the jackpot? Those bright signs displaying astronomical sums are hard to resist. Yet, have you ever paused to consider what the odds actually mean? When a lottery advertises a 1 in 300 million chance of winning, the sheer magnitude of this number can be hard to grasp. It's a figure that strains the edges of our intuition. But don't worry, these staggering odds will become much clearer as we delve deeper into the world of probability. Next, imagine a more relatable scenario, a planned picnic threatened by a 40% chance of rain. You've been looking forward to this all week, a spread of your favorite foods, games, and the company of friends under the open sky. But then the weather forecast introduces a note of uncertainty, a 40% chance of rain. What does this mean? Is your picnic doomed, or is there a good chance of sunshine? Understanding probability transforms these percentages from mere numbers into actionable insights, helping us make more informed decisions. Finally, picture this. A routine medical checkup turns into a conversation filled with terms like false positives and test accuracy. These phrases aren't just medical jargon, they're rooted in probability. Even a highly accurate diagnostic test can sometimes yield an incorrect result, a false positive. The implications of these terms are profound, influencing not just our peace of mind, but also important healthcare decisions. A grasp of probability helps us understand these results, empowering us to ask the right questions and make the best choices for our well-being. As we navigate through these and countless other scenarios, the language and logic of probability emerge as more than just an academic discipline. They are vital tools for everyday life. Probability allows us to interpret the world with greater clarity and confidence. But don't just take my word for it. Let's uncover its principles together. Building upon these everyday puzzles and decisions, the next step in our journey is to arm ourselves with the precise language and foundational concepts needed to discuss chance rigorously. from the definition of probability to the basic favorable over total outcomes formula, we will lay the groundwork for understanding the mathematics of uncertainty. As we take this step, remember that every complex journey begins with the mastery of simple steps. Let's move forward, transforming the uncertainties of today into the well-informed decisions of tomorrow. At the core of our journey into the world of probability lies a fundamental concept that shapes every decision we make, every risk we take, and every outcome we anticipate. To navigate through this world confidently, we must first understand what probability truly means. In essence, probability is a measure of the likelihood that an event will occur. It's a number that falls between two extremes: impossibility, represented by 0, and certainty, represented by 1. Between these two endpoints lies a continuous spectrum of possibility, where each number represents a precise degree of confidence. This is the language of probability, a language that allows us to discuss chance not in vague terms, but with mathematical precision. Formally, the probability of an event is defined as the ratio of the number of favorable outcomes to the total number of equally likely outcomes. Consider the simplest of random events, the flip of a fair coin. There are two equally likely outcomes, heads or tails. If we're interested in the probability of getting heads, there's one favorable outcome, heads itself. Therefore, the probability of getting heads is 1 over 2, or 1 half. This simple fraction encapsulates a wealth of information, indicating that if we were to flip this coin many times, we expect heads to come up about half of the time. Why is this notion so powerful? Let's translate it to a real-world scenario we touched upon earlier, a weather forecast. When your local weather bureau reports a 70% chance of rain, what they're really saying is derived from complex meteorological models. These models simulate the atmosphere in minute detail, running multiple scenarios to predict how weather patterns will evolve. The 70% chance is a summary of these simulations, indicating that in 7 out of 10 simulated outcomes, rain occurred. This percentage is a practical application of probability, helping you decide whether to carry an umbrella or change your plans based on a well-informed expectation of the day's weather. With these foundational concepts in mind, we're now equipped to explore more intricate scenarios where probabilities combine and intersect in fascinating ways. Yet even in these complexities, we'll find that the same principles apply, guiding us toward clearer decisions in an uncertain world. By understanding probability, we arm ourselves with the tools to dissect chance, to question assumptions, and to navigate the myriad decisions that shape our lives. Probability is not just a mathematical abstraction. It's a practical, applicable science, a lens through which we can view the world more clearly. From the simplest of coin flips to the most sophisticated of climate models, probability allows us to anticipate the future and make sense of the past. It's a journey of understanding, one that transforms the uncertainties of today into the well-informed decisions of tomorrow. So let's continue this journey, step by step, armed with the knowledge that each probability we encounter is a piece of the puzzle, a clue to understanding the uncertain world around us. With our foundational understanding firmly in place, it's time to delve into the mechanics of calculating probabilities for some of the most basic, yet ubiquitous, random events. Consider the humble coin toss and the role of a fair six-sided die, two of the simplest random events that nonetheless underpin countless decisions we make every day. Imagine you're a referee at a sports event where a fair coin toss decides which team gets to choose their side of the field. As you flip the coin into the air, you know that there are two possible outcomes, heads or tails. Let's calculate the probability of the coin landing on heads. There is one favorable outcome, heads, out of two possible outcomes, heads or tails. Thus, the probability of getting heads is 1/2, or 0.5. This simple calculation carries a profound implication. If the coin toss were repeated many times, we would expect heads to come up about half of the time. This isn't a guarantee for any single toss, but rather a long-term expectation that becomes increasingly reliable as the number of tosses grows. Moving on to the role of a fair six-sided die, imagine you're playing a board game where your token's progress depends on the number rolled. You're hoping for a 4 to land on a particular space. The probability of rolling a 4 is calculated in a similar manner. There is one favorable outcome, rolling a 4, out of 6 possible outcomes, the numbers 1 through 6. Therefore, the probability of rolling a 4 is 1/6, or approximately 0.1667. This number represents the expected frequency of rolling a 4 if the die were rolled many times over. Notice how these simple calculations offer a foundational framework for making decisions in the face of uncertainty. Whether you're deciding which team gets first possession or planning your strategy in a board game, understanding these basic probabilities can significantly impact your approach. Moreover, these examples underline a crucial principle in probability theory. The calculation of probability is rooted in the assumption of equally likely outcomes. Though this assumption may not hold in all real-world scenarios, it provides a useful starting point. As we continue our journey, we now turn our attention to a concept that is both fascinating and fundamental: independent events. In many real-world scenarios, the outcome of one event has no bearing on the outcome of another. Understanding how to calculate probabilities for such events is essential in navigating the complex landscape of chance. Consider a bag containing 20 numbered balls, from 1 to 20. Suppose we draw a ball at random, note its number, and then replace it before drawing again. What is the probability of drawing the same number twice in a row? For the first draw, the probability of selecting any particular number is 1/20. Replacing the ball ensures the second draw is independent, so the probability of drawing that same number again is also 1/20. By the multiplication rule for independent events, the combined probability is 1/20 times 1/20 equals 400, or 0.0025, 1/4 of 1%. Imagine performing this pair of draws 400 times. You'd expect to succeed only once. Independence is a powerful concept, allowing us to dissect complex events and calculate combined probabilities with precision. Now imagine yourself in a room full of basketball enthusiasts debating free throw percentages. A player with a 75% free throw rate doesn't make exactly 3 of every 4 shots, but over a large number of attempts, the frequency of made shots converges toward 75%. This is the law of large numbers, reminding us that long-run frequencies approach theoretical probabilities as trials mount. The same principle guides quality control inspectors on a manufacturing line. By sampling many items, they can accurately estimate the true defect rate. These ideas set the stage for the birthday paradox. Surprisingly, in a group of just 23 people, the probability of at least 2 sharing a birthday exceeds 50%. We compute this by finding the probability that everyone's birthday is unique, then taking the complement. The result highlights how quickly probabilities shift in group settings, informing fields from cryptography to polling. Our exploration now brings us to conditional probability. Often, the likelihood of an event changes when new information arises. Conditional probability, denoted PAB, refines our estimates by incorporating additional evidence. Bayes' theorem formalizes this updating process. PAB, PA, PA, la P. Consider a medical test scenario. In a town of 10,000, suppose a disease affects 1 in 1,000 residents, and a new test is 95% sensitive and 95% specific. Testing everyone yields about 9.5 true positives and roughly 499.5 false positives. If you test positive, your actual chance of having the disease is 9.5. 9.5 plus 499.5, 1.9%. A vivid illustration of how prevalence, sensitivity, and specificity combine. Understanding such nuances shields us from pitfalls like the base rate fallacy, where we ignore underlying incidence rates. It also frames the differing philosophies of frequentist and Bayesian probability. One views probability as long-run frequency, the other as a degree of belief updated by evidence. Next, we meet expected value, a tool for quantifying outcomes in dollars and cents. Suppose you risk $50 for a $50 gain with a 72% chance of success. Expected value equals 50 times 0.72 minus 50 times 28 equals $22. Over many trials, you would average a $22 gain per wager, highlighting how expected value converts uncertain prospects into concrete guidance. Industries leverage expected value at scale. Casinos rely on the house edge. In American roulette, a $1 bet on a single number has an expected value of approximately minus $0.0526, ensuring long-term profits for the house. Insurance companies pool risks across vast portfolios, setting premiums so that income exceeds expected claims. Whether derivative markets help firms hedge against temperature or precipitation fluctuations by pricing contracts based on probabilistic models. Our exploration continues into big data, artificial intelligence, and real-time forecasting. Bayesian networks support nuanced medical diagnostics, ensemble weather models refine hurricane tracks, and pandemic forecasts update reproduction numbers on the fly. Streaming services use probabilistic algorithms to suggest shows with uncanny accuracy, while tech companies perform A/B tests to optimize user experiences, all testaments to probability's expanding reach. Effective communication of risk is paramount. Institutions like the CDC pair percentages with plain language explanations, and the National Weather Service issues probabilistic snowfall maps and hurricane cones to convey uncertainty. Financial regulators require quantified risk disclosures so investors can make well-informed choices. These strategies transform abstract probabilities into actionable insights, bridging the gap between data and decision. In a world where uncertainty is the only certainty, probability offers a compass, a map, and a guide. From coin tosses to climate models, its principles empower us to navigate complexity with clarity and confidence. By understanding independence, conditionality, expected value, and the law of large numbers, and by communicating these ideas effectively, we transform unknowns into informed choices, charting our course through an ever-evolving landscape shaped by chance.